Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I remind you that the Golf Show is brought to you by Cedarbrook Golf Course in Ross Draver. My next guest is a guy who has been on the show several times over the years. He's my go-to guy for Saturday mornings at the Masters, and nobody has been closer to what's going on down there than Scott Michaud. He used to be at the Augusta Chronicle and now continues to write for various other outlets. But I've asked Scott to come on this morning because I did this one time. I went down on a Sunday and got there in time to go over to the course and you know, just look around, see what was going on, and there was virtually nothing going on. And I think that's changed a little bit with some of the other things that are going on, and I wanted to talk to Scott about that. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for coming on with me today.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You getting ready for your busy week?
My busy week started on Wednesday because I've been in Augusta covering the Augusta National Women's Amateur since it started on Wednesday. So the Augusta week has turned into Augusta nearly a fortnight.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. And this Augusta National Women's Amateur is a really cool event. It's fun to watch. Last year's no, they didn't have it last year, right? No, 2019.
They had it 2 years ago. Yes.
Yeah, it was really good watching the young women trying to find their way around that golf course. I would expect it's going to be the same thing. And then you have the drive, chip, and putt on Sunday morning. And then everything else that goes along with that and with the start of Masters Week later on that afternoon. You see all the changes. Are they good changes, do you think?
They certainly are, especially this women's amateur. I think it's been terrific. You know, it starts at Champions Retreat the first couple of rounds, but then yesterday they moved over to Augusta National, where the whole field, regardless of whether they qualified for the cut to play in today's final round, gets to play at Augusta National. And it's really neat seeing how excited the young women are getting an opportunity to play there. You know, their eyes wide open, and it really is a spectacular event that has already inspired some people to, you know, take up the game and take it more seriously to try to qualify there. And you know, as we saw last time 2 years ago with Jennifer Kupcho and Maria Fassi, with the exceptional duel that they had on Saturday and the quality of play that they displayed on that golf course under that kind of you know, pressure conditions was really great to watch, and their sportsmanship is what spoke to a lot of people watching it. And I think we're seeing the same this week with another batch of young women.
That was a great idea that was far too long in coming, I think. But, you know, there were a lot of obstacles, I suppose, that had to be overcome before that could actually take place.
Certainly, they certainly needed to adjust their membership conditions before they could do something like that, and they have. But, you know, Fred Ridley, you know, he has three daughters. And so, you know, I think this is something near and dear to his heart getting this started. I mean, it's the first thing he did, and it went from his mind to, you know, happening in a matter of 5 months the first time. So it's really impressive. I'm excited to see today, once again, the number one female amateur in the world is in the lead, Rose Zhang this time, instead of Jennifer Kupcho, and she's got some really quality players right behind her in a much more cluttered field. She's not going to be just playing one person this time. She's going to she's going to have about 9 or 10 people who have a chance to win today, so it's going to be fun. And then you mentioned the drive, chip, and putt. You know, that's been going on. I think it's we're getting close to 10 years. I think there have been 8 or 9 of them now. This may be the 9th installment. And, you know, it's changed that dynamic on Sunday that you talked about. When you used to come and it was a quiet country club and you saw members playing in a few scattered practice rounds of pros out on the golf course, it is not a sleepy place anymore on Sunday. It is a vibrant morning, people shopping, people watching golf, kids squealing. It's great.
I'm not even sure I've even talked to any of my buddies about this, but I enjoy watching that thing. I get up at 8 o'clock to watch that thing. I've covered a couple of the regional qualifiers here at Oakmont when they had them there. I enjoy it, and those little kids are, you know, such a treat to talk to them. I look at it that way because you never know what they're going to say. And they're, you know, they're, like you said before, eyes wide open. It's just a lot of fun. And I just enjoy watching that competition.
I enjoy watching their reactions. I find them hysterical, the big fist pumps and the screams. It's great. I mean, it really is exciting to see them enjoy themselves so much out there, and it's become a really unique piece of Masters Week. And what's really kind of cool about it is they get a lot of past champions out there to present the trophies at the end. So you see Gary Player and Trevor Immelman and Adam Scott and all these guys out there doing it. It's fantastic. It really is. And now they have, you know, they'll have Nancy Lopez over there. Nancy Lopez, after all, put her hand on the shoulder of a young woman who had qualified 4 times for that final and never won it. And the last time when she was going to age out, she finished 2nd and was devastated because her drive just missed by a little bit or she would have won. Nancy Lopez walked up, put her hand on her shoulder and said, "Don't worry, now you can qualify for the Augusta National Women's Amateur." She did. She's here this week and competing. So it's really tremendous.
Well, it's like everything else in golf and in the world, things don't stand still very much. That first weekend has changed, but one thing that hasn't changed is the tournament itself. It's going to be very interesting, especially at coming on the heels of the one in November. When you look in your crystal ball, what do you see unfolding next week?
I wouldn't be surprised to see a continuation of what happened in November, first of all, because Dustin Johnson is on a roll here. He has had a now record 11 consecutive rounds under par at Augusta National, which broke Tiger's record of 10. And I don't see him slowing down, even though the course will be picking up significantly. It will not be the soft target golf course that it was after the rainstorms in November. They may even go a little bit further on the firm side this time, out of a little bit of anger on the club's part, to see these guys suffer just a little bit more this year. Some of the young women yesterday were talking about how firm and fast the course was running already. It's not something that they're accustomed to seeing. So, and few of the pros that have seen it said, yeah, it doesn't look like they're going to take it easy on us this time. But I see Dustin. I see Jordan Spieth. If John Rahm's wife cooperates and her delivery of the baby not happening this week, I see John Rahm as a big factor. Those would be the three I would probably put most of my money on.
Well, it's going to be fun, as always. Must-see TV. Just wish there was more of it to see, but, you know, that's a battle for another day. Scott, I always appreciate you coming on, and we will look forward to talking to you next Saturday to see what's happened after 36 holes.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Scott. That's Scott Michaud from Augusta. He's working for a number of outlets this week and next week. And before we go, I want to remind you about Mike's pick to win at the turn, which is brought to you by Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or over. My pick this week in the Valero Texas Open is Brent Snedeker. We'll see. Maybe a long shot, but we'll see. Hey, thanks for listening this morning. Had some good stuff there, I think. Have a great Easter tomorrow. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy your family. And we will talk to you next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. You've been listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.